Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's set a timer. I mean, we roughly try and do 45 minutes, but we often creep over that. It's rare we creep under it, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's set a timer. Probably the problem with recording into GarageBand is that it doesn't tell you the time. It doesn't tell you how long you've been going. We go on all day.
That's because the perfect track should have no length.
Oh, is that some kind of quote?
No. Well, it's my quote.
It sounds great. Like it's a hashtag, right? The perfect track has no length.
Should have no length.
Oh, okay. You've edited it.
No, I said.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is it? You turned into a philosopher all of a sudden. I mean, so what happens once you've been to spin?
Oh, okay. So this is, I mean, I recommend him a lot.
Who?
Ryan Holiday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've posted something this morning.
I did.
Actually. Yeah.
Because
you lose all this
we're talking about things today on the podcast that don't cost a lot of money. We are aware that the last couple of weeks we've talked about things that are quite spenny, and we also appreciate that blooming your weekly shopping basket's really suddenly very spenny, and your energy bills are very spenny, and like
petrol,
we're all just trying to save money everywhere. So I think, you know, over the next few months, possibly years, we will try and bring you some good ways to save money.
We'll bear that in mind when we're recommending things.
We're going to try and bear that in mind and be a little bit less frivolous with our choices. Occasionally, just for fun, because, you know, let's face it, we might not buy it, you might not buy it, but it might be quite nice hearing about something mega expensive that none of us can afford. But mostly, we are going to try and think of your pockets and your hearts and brains and life.
So our first recommendation is a new Aston Martin that I've just test driven. And that was
no,
a joke.
Ryan Holiday is free. He's on Instagram. He is, in fact, what I like, he's a mouthpiece for the great Stoic philosophers. So he is bringing their philosophies back to life and regurgitating them on a daily basis for us in a really palatable and just really good way. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I really bore my kids with. I send them Ryan Holiday all day long because he speaks the truth and he makes our lives better. Thank you, Ryan.
I think one of the things I like about him and a couple of the other people out there that do that is that they take those bits of Greek philosophy and quotes from all the greats, and they slightly decipher them for you as well. Because when you read the original quote, you think, I'm not 100% sure what that means. Yeah. And they'll say, here's the quote. What that means is, and you go, okay, now I understand. You know, because the language is, although it's the same language back then, it's just been slightly tweaked in a way that it's hard to get hold of sometimes.
And the other amazing thing is that life is exactly the same as it was then.
God.
We are still struggling with the same questions about life and where do we want to be and what do we want to do. And
yeah, there's one particular quote that blew me away from Socrates that I'll just see if I can
Do you
find
remember
it.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, or Bill and Ted's whatever it was called?
Yeah.
And they called him Socrates.
Yes. Bill and Ted's, who's that?
Keanu Reeves,
that's the one, yes.
Socrates, I love that. Do you want me to show you the quote from here?
This morning I got up around 5:30 or 6.
His perfect day.
I took my kids out for a run and a walk, did a little workout after that, jumped in the pool, I showered, shaved, doing my morning journaling, and now I'm going to go tackle...
Oh, it cut short. Anyway, I mean, that sounds pretty much like my perfect day, but sadly I have to go, like, jumped in the pool, showered, shaved. Sounds amazing. But what he's trying to say is create your perfect day. If you're doing a job that you don't necessarily like so much, create the perfect bit around it, before, after. What's your perfect breakfast? What would you like to do? Life is so short that we should try and make the most and create the life that we want. Have you found it?
I've not, but I found something similar. It was quite a big quote, but I remember somebody sent it to me and said, who do you think said this? And I thought, Barack Obama. You know. And I said, no, Socrates, you know, nearly 2,000 years ago. I was like, what? But, I mean, this was said nearly 2,000 years ago. The children now love luxury. They have bad manners, contempt for authority. They show disrespect for elders and love to chatter in a place of exercise. You'd think, I can't be 2,000 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And kids are always the same.
Yes, I know, even thousands of years ago. So, yeah, go and have a little look. There's a whole bunch that's put Socrates quotes in there. But
or follow the Daily Stoic. I mean, we go on and on about that. I'm sure most of you are. But the Daily Stoic, Ryan Holiday on Instagram, really good.
I'm going to start. I'm going to bore you again with a film that I watched.
Oh, I know. You have talked about this a lot.
I know. Cause
but I am so excited about seeing it. Like, really excited.
So I saw this pink up somewhere on IMDb, because I always have a little look, see what's being released and what's going on. And I noticed it had an 8.9 on IMDb. And I thought, why has a film got that? I have no idea what it is or never even heard of it. You know, so I had a quick look at it. And it was a film about a Chinese woman trying to do her taxes, essentially. She owned a laundromat and she was trying to get through a tax return. And I thought, is it, maybe it's subtitled film. You know, some of these films drift over from Korea and stuff like that. And then, you know, they just do really well with a particular audience. And then Joel turned around and he said, have you seen that film? It's called Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I was like, no, I don't. What is that all about? And he said, it's supposed to be brilliant, you know. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Can I just say, Joel has extremely good taste in films. Mm. Any film that Joel has told us to go and see has been epic.
Yes, it has, hasn't it? He's all over the...
That's very helpful. Yeah, you should get him on the pod to do a sort of monthly Joel film roundup.
Let me have just a quick swig of my coffee. I'm a bit dry.
I was going to say something. I quite like the sound of your voice on these mics when you're a bit
croaky.
Dry. Yeah, it's really nice. Could you, after we've recorded this, can you please record me a night-night story?
Yes, a Jack and Ori.
Yeah.
We've got a voiceover to do this for an advert, actually, so they'll get the full benefit of this croaky, crispy voice. An aging Chinese immigrant is swept up in an insane adventure when she alone can save the world by exploring other universes connected with lives she could have led. That's the premise.
Oh, it's lives she could have led.
Yes.
God, why? That's quite depressing, isn't it?
Well,
are some of them bad?
It's a film about everything. I mean, I can't, it's really hard to kind of pin it down. You think, what is this film about? It's just so unbelievably moving. So it's a woman trying to do her taxes. She can't, her...
Is Michelle Yeoh in it?
Yes, she plays the lead.
She's amazing.
And there's another guy in it called Ki Hu Huan, who was the small boy in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, yes, I remember, him. He's fantastic.
So he's obviously a now fully grown man, probably in his 40s or 50s, and he plays the, you know, her husband in it. And
it's got an 8.5.
Yeah, so it's gone down, actually. It was 8.9 when I went to see it, but... I'll read you a little bit of blurb because there might be some... So here we go. With her laundromat teetering on the brink of failure and her marriage to a wimpy husband, Waymond, on the rocks, overworked Evelyn Wang struggles to cope with everything, including a tattered relationship with her judgmental father and Joy, her daughter. The mother-daughter thing is quite deep. Like,
Is it gonna ruin me?
I think so, yes.
Oh, God.
And... as if facing a gloomy midlife crisis wasn't enough, Evelyn must brace herself for an unpleasant meeting with an impersonal bureaucrat, Deirdre, the shabbily dressed IRS auditor. However, as the stern agent loses patience and an inexplicable multiverse rift becomes an eye-opening exploration of parallel realities, will Evelyn jump down the rabbit hole? But how many stars are there in the universe? Can weary Evelyn fathom the irrepressible force of possibilities, tapped into newfound powers, and prevent the evil entity from destroying the thin, countless layers of an unseen world?
I think that's a bad thing to read to our listeners, because okay, I think that the point is why I think it's good to say that after you've read that is because we can't, what we must go on, Michael, mm-hmm. is your recommendation. Okay. And I think our listeners at this point mm-hmm. know you well enough to trust you mm-hmm. that you will not recommend something that is not good. And this, with an 8.5 as mm. well, other people are agreeing with you, is an amazing movie, but it's going to blow our minds.
Yeah.
So just, I haven't seen it, so I...
Some of the things it says, best film of 2022, fantastic, the best acid trip experience that can only be felt once in a lifetime, as somebody has written. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen, really. So,
and you still have yet to really properly explain to me what has happened yeah, in it, because so, you just can't. How many times did you cry?
Yeah, maybe 4 times I think I cried in it.
Did you laugh?
All the time. I mean, it's insanely weird. I can't even, like, get hold of what it is. It's unlike of any film I've ever seen before in my life. But it's so deeply profound. It's like a psychological experiment, essentially. Mm. So she's got a daughter, and inside the multiverse, her daughter is deeply evil. And she has to kill her daughter.
Ooh,
not her actual daughter in this life. In her, yeah, she has in to the kill multiverse. Her daughter in other worlds.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, she has to become other versions of herself. And and then the way you become other versions of yourself is to do something very random, like sneeze into a tissue and eat it.
This is the stuff that I don't understand. Yeah. I mean, we've got to watch it.
You really do have to watch it. But I'm going to read you a few quotes from the film, because there were some very, very moving bits, and it was just so good. I mean, I can't explain it. So her husband says, "You think because I'm kind, that means I'm naive. And maybe I am. It's just, it's a strategic necessary. This is how I fight." And you learn a little bit about that as you go along. And then, obviously, it says, "Of all the places I could be, I just want to be here with you."
Oh.
There's another one. And they're all these very poignant moments in the movie, you know. This one says, "You are not unlovable. There is always something to love. Even in a stupid, stupid universe where we have hot dogs for fingers, where we get good with our feet." There's a bit in the film where they, for some reason, she's imagined herself in a gay relationship where both of them have hot dog sausages for fingers.
Mm.
I know. And they can only really use their feet. And they start playing the piano with their feet, and they're trying to touch each other with these big hot dog fingers. I know it sounds crazy, but you just have to watch it, really, and embrace the whole thing. But it is utterly mad. And it said, "I saw my life without you. I wish you could have seen it. It was beautiful." I know. Because they're getting divorced. You learn very early on in the film, and it's not a spoiler particularly, that he wants to set his wife free because he knows he's kind of ruined her life, essentially, you know. But there's this great bit where they get to see what their lives would have been like hadn't they met, or hadn't they run off with each other. And it's kind of brilliant, but also not so brilliant, you know.
Mm. My God, it's ruined you, this film.
Yeah, it really, really has. And then there's just one other thing I have to find, because it's just very, very bizarre.
I love it when you cry. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah. It depends if you start making me cry.
No, I'll never make you cry, ever.
So the baddie in it
says,
I mean, there's this weird big spinning circle in the sky, if you can imagine, huge, great big thing. Mm. And she says, "I got bored one day and I put everything onto a bagel." And the whole of existence, she's forced onto the surface of a giant bagel.
Yeah, but you see, you're saying stuff like this to us, and unless you've seen the movie, it's too much to...
It's crazy, right? It's just to give you a little...
You've told me that a lot, and I'm just like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's only room for sesame seeds.
So it's really good. It's long. I would say it's 20 minutes too long. It's 2 hours, 19 minutes, so it's quite a hefty movie. But you know the rules. If it's over 2 hours, as long as it's over a 7 on IMDb, it's worth a watch.
And this definitely was, because you are...
I would say to people, don't watch the trailer as well. Just try and get tickets. It's only on, I think, for about another week and a half.
Yeah.
But as soon as it's on, you know, all the platforms or whatever, watch it with your kids. It's a 15.
With the kids?
I think so.
Would a 14-year-old get it?
I think so. I mean, there's one or two scenes in it there's some sex toys in it, basically. So as long as your kids can handle sex toys, then I think you'll be fine.
I think 13's quite young for that.
I think 13 would be too young for that, yeah.
Or even 14, maybe 15 is the perfect age.
And it would cost $25 million to make, compared to Doctor Strange, which cost $300 million to make. It's an absolute no-brainer. If you're going to watch a multiverse movie, you watch this one over any other multiverse movie in the world.
Great.
Good luck, everybody. I hope you enjoy it. Let us know, actually, what you thought.
And Michael has got a fantastic money-saving tip for going to the cinema. When I met Michael, we went out of work sort of situation to the cinema. You did something that I have never seen before, which was...
I just bring all my own crisps and snacks and treats and nuts and drinks.
So he does a BYO, fills his backpack full of everything that he likes, or if you're going with the kids like, popcorn, drinks, everything in the backpack. I don't know how legal it is. Well, the cinema probably don't like it. It's not illegal, that's for sure. You're not going to get arrested for bringing...
No one's ever stopped me taking a bag into the cinema.
But it means that you save a lot of money because popcorn and drinks at the cinema is unbelievably expensive.
Yes, it's unbelievably expensive. So I go to Wilko's and get pick and mix there for $3.99. You get a big tub, fill it full of stuff, all the kids. I put in a layer for me, a layer for Sonny, a layer for Joel. I take myself either a small bottle of wine or a couple of beers. I like a bag of crisps, as you know, and some nuts. The kids like one like salty, one like sweet and salty. So I just get two giant bags of popcorn. And then I take all that. And then we sit down and I distribute all the goods so there's no rustling around. Yeah, immediately. So there's no rustling around during the movie, and then bingo, watch the movie. But that must save a fortune. You can easily spend 30, 40 quid at the kiosk.
Easily.
$7.99 for like a popcorn or something. It's insane.
Yeah.
And the tickets are already bloody expensive.
So that is a very good money-saving tip from our own Making the Cut podcast money-saving expert.
Tell us about the money-saving expert.
So... You know, there are certain men in my life, apart from you, who I hold in extremely high regard. And I know you get a bit sensitive about the way that I feel about Tim Spector. I'm always like, Tim Spector says... And the other one has got to be Martin Lewis.
Yes.
Because Martin Lewis, even though he has probably... made enough money to never work again ever in his life. He's made his money by helping other people save theirs. And I do not think that we can begrudge people making money. Like, he made an enormous amount of money, but he is still trying to help people save theirs. He is still part of
the money saving expert,
and he is still on This Morning. He's
still doing his bit, isn't he? Yeah.
He's still doing his bit for everybody, and I really, really admire that. And I know for a fact that he feels it in his heart. He gets absolutely heartbroken if he knows there's a big Swiss going on where people are investing in things with his name on it.
Yeah, well, do you know, I totally understand that, because I feel a bit like that about hair when I see people buying certain products because they've been kind of conned into it. I feel the injustice of it, and it's not because there's any hidden agenda. I just don't want people to be screwed over, you know.
I think you and Martin are probably very, very similar people. You're entrepreneurial. You want to help people, and you know, if you can make a living out of doing that, that makes you very, very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just going to talk about Martin Lewis before I talk about Money Saving Expert, because what's interesting about him is he is forever in the news for saving people money. So he's in the Daily Mail, the Daily Express, the Mirror, Chronicle Live, Lab Bible, Kent Live, My London, Nottingham Post, The Mirror, Gloucestershire Live, Liverpool Echo, The Sun. And this is all in the last day. He's great. In every single paper, everywhere, talking about 1,000 different ways that you can save money.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you see his name and wherever you see him talking about anything, turn on
and turn listen. It up, yeah, and listen.
Because he has got the best. So in the Daily Mail a day ago, you'd be able to find it, shares tips on how to survive the crunch and why Boris and Rishi must stop dithering. Then in The Express, he's talking about shares a way of how millions of Britons can halve broadband and mobile phone bills.
Mm.
Because who nowadays has a landline? No one.
Yeah, no one. Have you get rid of it, right?
On The Mirror, money-saving experts' advice to ease some of the costs of living pressure amid bills hike warnings. Anyway, look, well, you know, we said the bit about this at the beginning of the podcast, that generally speaking, everybody lives kind of hand to mouth. You know, you get your salary, and then by the end of the month, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start getting price hikes, you know, that's your sort of standard of living is going to get a big hit, and you need to start finding a better, clearer, cleaner way of making some cuts. So Martin Lewis, anything you see with his name on, follow it, watch it, mm-hmm. look at it, follow him on all the Instas, the Twitters, the everything, go onto YouTube and write it down. If you get loads and loads of tips, write it down and then go back to it and think, oh, actually, I must go over my direct debits, or, mm-hmm. oh, actually, I must phone my mortgage people. If you go to Money Saving Expert, which is the most fantastic website, the founder was Martin Lewis. He did actually sell it in 2012 mm-hmm. to moneysupermarket.com.
I think so, yeah.
But he's still all over this like a rash. And they've got headings, which are cards and loans, household bills. So this is how to save money in all of these areas. Complain and reclaim. That's a big one. There was a big thing about people saving money if you've got a cesspit or a soakaway. So people were saving like £1,000. You can get money back or something. And people were saving like £1,000. And this is stuff that nobody tells you about.
No, I know.
Because they don't want to give you the money. But if you dig deep enough, you can find a way of getting it. Banking and savings. That's, I mean, you're lucky if you can get some savings going. But that, you know, if you have, obviously there's some gains to be made from there. But mortgages and homes, that's a big one, especially if paying your mortgage is a bit tight. Don't forget mortgage lenders. They want you to keep your house. They would much rather talk to you. They don't want to put you into arrears. They don't want to take your home away from you. In fact, nobody wants you to struggle in terms of finances, right? When I was 17, I got into massive financial debt. My dad, you know, didn't have the money to help me out of it. It was drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of selling everything in my bedroom, like literally, like, nothing left. And the bank contacted him because he was the guarantor, because I was under 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, you've got to go and sort it out. And I just thought they were going to send me to prison or something. Yeah, I had no idea or no concept. But they wanted to help me. And it took me 5 years to get out of the hole.
Mm.
But I clawed my way out of it. And at the end of that 5 years, I knew that I was really going to really make, apart from a mortgage, try and never get into debt again.
It is a horrible feeling
and I can really identify with anybody who is struggling with debt at the moment. Things like travel, insurance, deals and shopping, that's a massive one. Coupons. Take every coupon, everything that you can get. Deals and shopping, income and budgeting, that's another one. I never forget when I first, you know, started talking to you about spreadsheets. I'd never done a spreadsheet. Spreadsheets are amazing. Anyway, Money Saving Expert is really good. It's very easy to navigate. And don't forget, if you are in trouble, people want to help. Nobody wants you to lose your home or to go under. It doesn't benefit anybody in society, nothing. So just go for all the help that you can get, but it will take a few evenings in front of the computer.
Yeah.
But there also, there's a feeling of great achievement when you cut a corner or you save a tenner here and there.
Well, my good mate Tony Power always says, stress is a problem that doesn't have a plan. And as soon as you have some kind of plan, the stress of that problem slightly dissipates, if not goes altogether, because you're taking action, right? I mean, and that's what the money saving expert thing, I think, is all about. I think is just giving you a plan, and it just alleviates an enormous amount of stress. I'll go on a similar vein to that, the shopping thing. I've got American Express British Airways card where you get Avios points. I know we've actually had they've sponsored this
and
show.
Also they sponsored it,
but that's not why I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it because if you I shop with my American Express via
so you don't use your debit card.
You only
use your American Express
if I can, but I do it via the British Airways shop. So if you go on to ba.com/shopping, they have hundreds and hundreds of shops that you can shop through and you get points. So let's say you want to buy a new computer from Apple. You go through the BA website.
Why have you not told me that later?
Now, occasionally you'll get things like for every pound you spend at Apple, you get 7 points, 7 Avios points.
What does Avios points get you flights, right?
Yeah, they're
that's a holiday. That's a holiday somewhere. Yeah.
But hang on a second. So you go through the BA website and then you go to Apple via BA. It gives you 7 points for every pound. Then you buy it with your American Express and you get another 1.5 points for every pound. So you double up or triple up. But it can be anything like Curry's PC World's on there, Argos is on there, Joe Malone's on there, Farrell and Ball's on there.
/shopping. Shopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you just go to the BA.com, it'll say shopping and then you go there and then everything you get points off of the shops you shop. And they're all the high street shops are in there.
I'm absolutely blown away. I had no idea.
So if I'm ever making a big purchase, I always go via that. But even like small purchases and stuff like that.
That's amazing.
I know. And if you get X amount of points or you spend a certain amount of money on the card, you get the companion vouchers. I must have about 200,000 points at the moment or something crazy.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Anywhere. I'd go anywhere, would you?
Let's just go one big flight somewhere and then slowly make our way back on foot.
Okay, great. Sounds great.
Great. Yes, great. I love Martin Lewis.
Oh. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
So a couple of music recommendations like to throw in at this point if you're
pottering
about the house. Yes. First of all, we just had a cup of coffee and listened to the radio and Amy Winehouse came on with a song called Tears Dry on Their Own. And that was, that was the best song off Back to Black, the album. So go and have a listen to that, first of all. But I went to see Paul Weller back in about 2007 at the Roundhouse in Camden. He did this thing for the Electric Proms and it was brilliant, but he brought Amy Winehouse out.
Aww.
And they sang a song called Don't Go to Strangers, which was an old soul kind of classic from the old Northern Soul days. But if you go onto YouTube or whatever, if you like her and you like him, then it's a really good song. But there's two versions. One is the Jules Holland version they did at the Hootenanny, which is good, but it's not as good as the one at the Roundhouse. So if you put in Don't Go to Strangers, Paul Weller, Amy Winehouse, into YouTube and find the one from the BBC Electric Proms. Oh,
really?
It's so good. And it's about a year or 2 years before she passed away, so which is really sad, but you do get to see her absolutely in her prime. She looks fantastic and the voice just pours out of her. So Don't Go to Strangers, the Camden Roundhouse with Paul Weller. And the other thing, there's two others I want to mention, is that Florence and the Machine's album came out last week. So all the tracks are available on her new album. I think it's called Dance Fever. But that song that I recommended a while ago called Free.
Yes.
She does an acoustic version on the album.
Oh, does
they've
she?
Got like a, they've done like, it looks like almost all the album they've done as acoustics numbers as well. So you get all the big production songs and then you get these kind of stripped back versions.
Yeah.
But if you like the song Free, which a lot of you messaged me to say how much you enjoyed it and you loved the video with Bill Nighy in it. It was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? And Bill Nighy plays her anxiety in the video.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very good. But the acoustic version, I mean, you just get to hear her voice like without all the stuff around it, you know, and you just think...
There aren't many artists that could do that.
No, I know. Well,
in that way,
in such
as
a
brilliantly.
Pure way. Yeah, it's absolutely great. And then my young boy, Joel, has been listening to Radiohead recently. And I was one of those people with Radiohead that all just seemed a bit too much for me. Like, everybody used to talk about OK Computer being the greatest album of all time.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to it and I think, I just can't, I can't seem to access the music of it.
Is
you
that,
know, there was something about it.
Do you think you've accessed it more now that you play more?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, they just didn't seem on my, you know, like, I'm not part of their demographic, I don't think. I don't think I ever really was, you know, so...
But I love them, and I'm not really part of them.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not part of their demographic if you're not.
Mm. But anyway, he was listening to them the other day, and I was like, bloody hell, what is this? It sounds really good. He said, oh, it's just a Radiohead playlist. And I was like, oh, I was thinking, God, why did I miss Radiohead altogether? Like, I mean, I knew the classics, Creep and High and Dry and all of that stuff. So I thought, ooh.
But like, to me, that's not as good as their other stuff.
I know. They're very commercial, those songs, really, aren't they? They appeal to a much broader audience. But the other stuff was a bit tricky, I thought. Anyway, I downloaded a playlist and I was pottering around the studio the other day getting things ready. And I thought, wow, some of these songs are crazy. So there's one song I urge you all to go and listen to called The Lotus Flower.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what album it's on or anything, but it's on the Essentials playlist. And it's a kind of monotonous, slightly dancey, chill vibe thing. But in a very kind of Radiohead way. But, oh, my God, I've listened to it about 30 times in the last 2 days.
That was not a fart. I just want to flag that.
I understand. You know, what was it exactly?
It was my elbow on that.
Okay. Farting elbow.
I'm trying to do it now, but it's not working.
Yeah, because it wasn't that.
It was.
But anyway, Lotus Flower from Radiohead. So there's three songs for you to wet your whistle this weekend.
Thank you very much. I would like to talk to you about a company that sent us some things called space masks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is that these space masks were not, in fact, the thing that I ended up getting really, really excited about.
Yeah.
But, okay, first off, we have been surrounded by death recently. Of people that we loved very much or that we really, really liked.
Yeah.
And many of them, you know, sudden and just really sad. And I woke up, I kind of can't stop thinking about this and the finality of death and, you know, what to do and obviously how scary it is for your kids and everything. And I thought to myself... Right, I must buy myself and you a book, and I'm going to write everything in it. So, you know, what kind of funeral, like literally everything.
Yeah, the details,
about my death.
Mm-hmm.
The next day I go downstairs and I open some post and I see from spacemasks.com, also on spacemasks.com, they sell the death book, which they have sent me, which is...
It's just coincidence,
literally,
right?
It's a complete coincidence. Mm. Exactly what I was thinking about when I opened my eyes in the morning. I opened my eyes in the morning. I thought, I must write a death book. I go downstairs. I open some post. And there is a book that says The Death Book. That is weird.
That is very weird, yes.
Anyway, in The Death Book, I know this sounds a bit morbid, but you know what me and Michael are like. I don't know if you remember, however many, 4,000 weeks, was it?
Yeah, yeah, 4,000 weeks.
Oh, so in The Death Book, they ask you things like the big question, do you want to be buried or cremated? Where? What inscription do you want? Your contacts are stored in. For my final journey, I'd like to wear. I'd like my guests to wear. Type of coffin. All of this stuff is really useful, but then we get into flowers, and then the next bit is about the legal stuff, which is really useful, and then the last bit is the soppy stuff, and it's just got a little letter for you to write to all the people you care about. Now remember, you know, all of this is, if you know, like my sister, she knew she was in palliative care and that her time was limited. You know, then you could fill out one of the, this would have been very helpful for my sister. But you can just drop dead. That can happen. And really, as an adult, we all owe it to our loved ones to fill out something like the death book. But this is done in such a brilliant, succinct, and I don't know, I'm just going to have a quick look and see. I'm on spacemasks.com right now. The death book is £12.50. But firstly, I think it would be quite a funny present for people. But it's not just a funny present. It is incredibly useful. And everybody should have one. Mm. And everybody should fill one out. They are very, very helpful.
Did they only send you one?
They only sent me one, but I'm going to get you one.
Okay, great. Yes, I mean, I often think about this a lot, where I think, God, all my money is hidden behind passwords and protected stuff. And
all
sorts
how would anybody
stuff.
Get in? Mm. And it's hard enough on the person that you love when you die. Mm. You know, it's really brutal emotionally. But then having to wade through all of the passwords and the money in the bank and how do you get in there? And, you know, like, my bank should know that you're my person and that you can get access. I don't know. It's just, it's
it's a quagmire. It'd be very, very helpful.
It's something that we need to deal with. But what was quite funny then, I was like, oh, they've actually sent us space masks as well. What's that about? So we both put them on this morning. These things are insane. So it's basically a mask that heats up and on your eyes. So you put the little things around. The minute you take it out of the packet, they start heating up and you just lie with them on your face. But the interesting thing is, it's like, please, please, please stop accepting any late night orders from me. I'm going to have to get a second job to keep up with my urgent need to wear one of them every night. I received my space mask last week and I've already used them all. I have two young children and work and haven't had a decent sleep in years until I tried these. Mm. They are, they've got sort of some infused jasmine or something in, but you take them out of the package. It's a bit like hand warmers.
Yeah.
They warm up on your eyeballs and it is lovely.
Yes. I mean, we did it this morning for about 10 minutes. I thought, oh my God. I'm not going to get up again.
So spacemask.com, they're not that spenny. They're really nice. They'd be a lovely present for somebody, a birthday present. But I urge you all to get the death book. It's important.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because I guess it's you're getting access to all the stuff that's on the deep web. Do you know that there's only about 10% of the internet that you can access? The rest of it's,
what?
The rest of it's on something called the deep web. And then obviously you've got the dark web.
Oh, wait. So deep web is different from dark web.
Yeah.
Dark web's all drugs and death and murder.
Yes.
Yeah?
Drugs and guns, yeah.
Drugs and guns.
So and the then deep what's web the deep web? Is everything that's protected behind a password.
Oh, I see. So stuff like we've got like banking.
All your banking and various other bits and pieces. What? And like the vast majority of the web is deep web.
Oh my God,
that you
that's
can't
amazing.
Access. Yeah, it is quite amazing, isn't it? I love the death book idea. I've often thought that I need to write down a whole bunch of stuff if something happens to me.
It's brilliant. And it's got all the headings there and you won't forget anything. Do you know, that's the other thing. You think, oh, I've written it all down. But, you know, knowing you and me, we're so busy. We'd leave off, like, the most important thing or something. But it's all under headings. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what you need to write. You need, you know, you would know the name of the solicitors that hold my will.
Yes.
You would know the, you know, it's like...
what are they called? Drink this. That was a bit dark web, wasn't it?
That
all of a sudden,
very
there.
Dark web.
So we made our own garlic butter recently.
Yeah.
That was pretty epic, wasn't
and
it?
That's a great money saver.
Oh my God, have you got garlic knocking about? A big clove of garlic. No, what are they called? A big garlic bulb. A bulb of garlic. Chop the top of it off, just like the top half a centimetre, 3 or 4 millimetres. Cover it in olive oil, pinch of salt, in the oven, 25 minutes. Go on.
I just want to quickly say something. Any men listening, if you have a menopausal partner, wife, girlfriend, somebody at work, ask them a very basic thing to remember, like, what's the round thing of garlic called? And I said, a bulb. As a menopausal woman, remember something, somebody says, what's it called?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody with perfect, like, working brain, like you, says it to somebody like me, who is menopausal. And then you go, remember, what's that called? And I go, a bulb. Oh, fuck, I can't tell you the feeling of joy when I was like, oh, I haven't got some kind of, you know, brain
Alzheimer's
disease. Like,
problem.
I can remember things.
You can. You're very good at remembering stuff.
The only stuff I don't need to remember, the problem. Yeah, but anyway, carry on.
So chop the top of the garlic off, a load of olive oil, pinch of salt and pepper, put it in the oven 25 minutes at about 200 degrees, and then you squeeze. You let it cool down, obviously, but squeeze all the soft melted garlic out of the bulb. Mix it with butter, a bit of basil, and spread that on some bread. You will never buy garlic bread again. It is brilliant.
It is really good.
I saw it on Instagram. I was like, why have I never done that before? And then I've asked a few people who've never done it either, and I thought, oh my God, this has got to be shared to a broader audience. It is fantastic, but especially if you get the Crusta Molica focaccia paninis and put it on that. Oh my God.
They're very clever.
Well, they sent us some stuff, Crusta Molica, a while ago, and I found it in the freezer. We must have packed it away in the freezer and forgotten about it.
Well, they sent us a lot of stuff. Like, it was too much to eat.
Yeah. But I pulled this out of the freezer and stuck the garlic bread on it. Oh, garlic butter on it. Jesus God. It was just epic. That and a roast chicken. Nothing else.
Nothing.
Mess about with anything else.
Don't mess about.
You can have a bit of salad if you want, but, you know. Bread and chicken's the one for me.
I've got another really very quick free thing to talk about.
Okay.
Exercise. We know it's good for your noggin. It's good for your heart. It's good for your body. It will keep you alive longer. Exercise is a no-brainer, but how could you find the motivation if you've got kids, if you're a mum, if you're a parent? Like, what can you do with kids? Like, you know, you're stuck with them. Park runs. I think we may have talked about park runs before, but park runs are a brilliant way of engaging in your community. They are completely free. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares if you run, walk,
jog, walk.
Just get out in the sun. There's loads of volunteers. You can either take part by, all you have to do is register. So you go online, there's a registration form. You just print your barcode and down you go. There are 1,125 events around the country. I live in Tunbridge Wells. There's a park run in Tunbridge Wells every weekend. There's an event map. There's kids all welcome, all families, all ages. There are 2K junior park runs for kids aged 4 to 14. And it doesn't matter. What I like about it is the lack of competitiveness. It isn't full of people trying to
get
a PB.
Yeah, of course.
And this is what I love about it. But, you know, also that if you want to be involved in your community and you want to do something and you want to give back, say you've retired and you're a bit like, I don't know what to do with myself, they need volunteers as well to help. And that's a really, like I said, a great way to keep yourself plugged into the community.
Yeah.
But I just cannot recommend them high enough. It is such a beautiful thing to do, totally free, that it's sponsored, and that's how they can make it free. And it says free for everyone forever. You know, they're not going to suddenly start charging for it. So I really, you know, exercise generally costs money, but in this case it's completely free, and it's something you can do with the kids. And it's summer, you know, it's so, I mean, you do it come rain or shine, but particularly now, this time of year, it's lovely.
Yes, they've got one in St Albans, and every Saturday morning I see tons of families
so nice,
around there.
So nice, isn't it?
With toddlers and kids and prams and stuff like that. It is very nice, especially on a sunny day.
I'd have to take my teenagers in a pram.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no way, shut up, piss off.
How has that happened? How are they not, like, exercise mad?
Holly is. Holly yeah. goes to the gym every day now.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, mm. who has literally got the longest, skinniest legs yes. and no bottom, mm. has built herself a bottom.
Oh, has she?
Yes.
What, with exercise?
Yes. She wow. looks really good. Mm. Like her buttocks, because she doesn't have one, it's just pure muscle.
Wow.
Yeah, because her and her boyfriend have decided that they are not going to be a kind of get happy, get fat together couple.
Okay.
They're going to get Yet. Fit together.
Yeah, okay, yeah. very good.
Yeah, and he's really inspired her and this chap. They're really good together because they inspire each other to get fit.
I've got a great money-saving tip.
Oh, go on.
Fasting.
Yes.
You know, well, just don't eat.
That's not a good idea. Yeah,
I'm fasting at the moment.
That is but it's a proper thing. It's not.
I think they call it the 8-16.
Yes.
So I eat all my daily food within an 8-hour window, mm-hmm. and then don't eat for 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm losing fat like nobody's business.
Yeah, you look really, really good.
I can't quite believe it.
Yeah, it's
I
very.
Just assume
good.
It wouldn't work.
No, well, it's really working. Yeah, well done,
and
you.
I tell you what, like at meal times, mm. I'm so hungry and so ready for food that I really enjoy it.
And I don't often, you know, previously to that, I didn't often hear you say that about food.
No, food was a massive pain in the ass.
It was something that you had to do, not that you did out of pleasure.
Mm-hmm. But so I won't eat now till 1:30. It's 9:41 in the morning. I've had two coffees.
God.
And I won't eat till about 12:30, something like that. Who am I looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Straight down the KFC. Not quite. So I'm trying to keep to large numbers of protein and not too much carbs. I have, like, I'll probably do a burrito box today. There's a place right next door to my studio. I can't remember what it's called, but I'll recommend it maybe next week. But, oh, God, they do a pork belly burrito box.
Oh, you love pork belly, don't you?
Oh, my God, you want to taste it. It's off the charts.
Is it?
And they do, because I'm a big fan of tortilla, as you
is
know,
it,
the burrito
place. Is it tortilla?
Place. Well, there's two L's in it. I don't know.
It's tortilla.
What are the L's doing there then?
Because it's Spanish. Tortilla.
I just don't see the L's and I can't get rid of them.
It's like Wagamama.
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 Anyway, there's a burrito place there and it's absolutely great. So you get rice and beans with that and then chicken and then fried onions and all that kind of stuff. You're taking a picture.
Yeah,
I'm playing the piano. Do, 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 do. Right. They're good. So yes,
I've just got to when he talks about his tortilla with the rice and the beans and your hands do a thing. So funny.
And they have a really good hot sauce there as well, but I don't know what it is. I'll take a picture of it today.
Next week, we want to hear the name of the place.
Yeah,
what we're supposed to eat. If anybody travels down to town, the other thing that I am going to do is I'm going to tell you about gigs. That are touring, bands that are touring. I'll do that next week. I'll do some research.
When you listen to this, people, if you listen to it on Friday evening, because it comes out on Friday, I will be at the David Gray White Ladder 20th anniversary.
Yes, that night.
I'm very, very excited about that. So on Instagram, he's doing basically things. So he's posting stuff. So he's in Belfast and then he's been in Dublin for a three-night run at the Dublin Arena. Oh, it looks good. I really like David Gray.
I really like David Gray.
I don't know why I've gone
very
northern there. So I could go on and on.
Should we do shout-outs?
Let's do shout-outs. I'll save a couple of things for next week. But please go and see the film, folks, because it is knockout. Hi, Davina and Michael. Hope you're both well. Know your love of cheese, and I wanted to tell you about a cheese that I love and I'm slightly addicted to. The brand is called I Am Not Okay.
What?
I Am Not Okay.
I Am Not Okay.
Yeah. I Am Not Okay. Oh. Based in Hackney.
Do you know what? Can I just say something? Yeah? I Am Not Okay is like a trendy. And I thought, I wonder where that's from. And then you went Hackney. And I was like, there you go. Trendy.
Yeah. Their cheeses are made from cashews and are dairy free, but so full of flavour and so creamy. Particularly.
Oh, I Am Not Okay.
Yeah.
So from cashews.
Yeah.
Okay.
I recommend you try the Minor Threat. Does that say Minor Threat?
Minor Threat, yeah.
Ricotta in garlic oil, an Italian herb. Ooh! They do some great nut butters too, like other artisan cheeses. They're not cheap, but worth the money. I hope you give these a go. So I am not okay. So there must be
an Instagram nationwide page. Yeah, I am not okay.
That is from Karen Pracy.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's have a little look what WigGaz17 says. Please check out George Crosby, a new singer. I think you will both love him. A kind of David Gray, Brian Ferry. Love the podcast, by the way. That's good, isn't it?
Ooh.
I did Brian Ferry's hair for a while. He's quite a tricky customer, Brian Ferry.
George Crosby. Written it down.
Thanks very much for that.
Wait. What do you mean he was a tricky customer? What?
Yes, I mean, I guess like a lot of rock stars, they don't want their hair messing with, you know.
Yeah, but also his is like his thing.
It is his thing, yeah.
You know, it'd be like, I'm going to do Mick Hucknall's hair. It's like, you don't mess with you don't mess with the hair. Like,
where did Mick Hucknall come from?
No, because like Mick Hucknall was almost as famous for his hair as he was for anything else. Yeah. Like, he was, you know, Michael Hutchins, Mick Hucknall, Brian Ferry, don't mess with the hair.
Paul Weller.
Oh, Paul Weller, fuck. Yeah. You wouldn't want to do Paul Weller's hair. The pressure.
It would be a lot of pressure.
Well, you could do it because you're a mod.
Yeah, yeah. WigGaz17, thanks very much for that. I love recommendations about music. Okay, hello, I hope you're well. We're a small business based in Warwickshire specialising in 100% natural vegan luxury self-care products. We'd absolutely love the opportunity to be reviewed by yourselves. I mean, we don't review, we only recommend.
No. Yeah.
And are confident we'll have some beautiful products that you'll enjoy. They're called nourishandnatureuk.com. If you'd like to review these, please let us know. Oh, we'll have a little look at that. So that's from Nourish and Nature. What's that? Nourish and Nature UK. That's their Instagram page. Thank you very much for sending us that. Hi, both. Love your podcast. Recommend it to all my friends. It's like a magazine and a podcast.
Yes.
That's what it's like, isn't it?
It's like a... Do you know what we keep saying we've got to do? We've got to get it on the YouTubes.
Yes.
We've got to get it on the YouTubes. Oh, we need to do this on telly.
Mm. Well, lots of people say it would be a great show on TV. It would be good.
No, I mean, no channel wants this, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think we'd have to go, like, major cable.
Let's go major cable. I love major cable. And corporal punishment. Private browsing.
have we gone into another universe?
Yeah, we've gone like the multiverse, yes.
Multiverse.
Anne Neal, Annie77 says, hi, both. I love your podcast. Recommend it to all my friends. It's like a magazine and a podcast. I completely agree about making your own coffee and grinding the beans. But did you know you can throw the disused grounds into the soil? The garden, basically. They make great fertiliser as well, reducing waste. We should have a little pot then for coffee beans
Let's
and grounds.
Let's have a pot for the coffee greens and grounds.
Stick them in as
fertiliser. We've got bees coming this week.
We have got bees. Somebody recommended us a coffee, didn't they, yesterday, called Kin.
Yes, but we're going to get some.
Yeah.
Because it's nationwide and it is. He's very passionate about it. And we will find out and we'll recommend it next week.
Joe Manley has said... This got me excited, actually.
Yeah, go on.
Because I remember this, and I've never got around to seeing it. It says, oh, another recommendation. Sorry, this will be my last.
Don't say it's going to be your last, Joe. Yeah, yeah. We love your recommendations.
Well, I think she's recommended something in the message before. What does it say? It says, I'm listening to a band called Gang of Youth, and they are brill, and I think you would both like them.
Great. Very Gang good. Of Thanks Youth, I'm going to do that.
And then it says, just watched Respect on Netflix. Wow, what a film. Never knew anything about Aretha Franklin. Played by Jennifer Hudson.
Hudson.
Really struggling today. Coffee. Lack of sleep. I don't know.
It's Monday morning.
Yeah, yeah. But I love Aretha Franklin, obviously. And Jennifer Hudson is fantastic. And I did see the trailer for this and thought, I've got to watch that. It's an emotional, powerful, inspiring film.
I'm definitely going to watch that because I mean, when you think about Aretha Franklin and who she was in the time that she was a woman, a black woman, trying to make her way and how hugely successful she was.
Do you remember that scene when she played in that place and Barack Obama was watching? Do you remember watching that? You've got to see that on the YouTubes. It's not that long ago, just before she died, essentially. There was some kind of event and I guess they got Barack Obama's favourite artists to come out and play and sing.
Oh.
And there's a bit where Aretha Franklin comes out and plays and he's just bowled over. Like, it's just an amazing bit of footage. Wow. So it'll be on the YouTube somewhere. We'll have a little look in a minute because it is breathtaking. Because she was just fantastic, wasn't
yeah.
she? I always remember in the Blues Brothers. Blues, remember,
I was just going to say.
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, she broke through.
Mm.
She broke through in a really major way.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Thanks for those shout-outs. Absolutely brilliant. I hope you're all keeping well and fit and lovely. The weather's been quite nice recently. It's raining today, but I hope you're enjoying all the sunshine and looking forward to the summer.
We love you.
Davina's looking quite smug because she's been to a spin class already this morning. She did that by 8 a.m. I want to say congratulations and well done for that because you didn't want to do it, did you?
I did not want to do it this morning.
I didn't want you to do it either.
I didn't. I mean, leaving you in the morning to go to exercise is hard.
Yeah, it was. It's.
Can we?
Yep.
Okay. Wow, that was lucky.
Yes.
It cut out before the end of our pod, so we hadn't quite finished the pod and it cut out, but it cut out. We hadn't quite signed off properly. So we just wanted to say you're amazing. And thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Take care.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.